Hello and welcome to the Two Time Labs podcast. I'm Francis Wade. If this is your first time listening, welcome to my podcast where I interview thought leaders in the areas of time-based productivity. Join me as we hunt for ideas drawn from the latest, newest research in time management and personal productivity. If you'd like a summary of some of these ideas, check out my book, Perfect Time-Based Productivity, available at the Amazon bookstore. In this episode, we welcome Augusto Pinault. He's a productivity author and speaker, and he just happens to be the one who invited me to be a regular contributor on his productivity cast. This is first time with us, and on this episode, we'll be talking about low priority tasks. This may seem to be a strange aspect of productivity to zero in on, but for the busiest 1% who are keeping track of hundreds of tasks, it's serious business, as you will discover shortly. So keep listening. Here's my conversation with Augusto Pinault. And welcome back to the Two Time Labs podcast. As I mentioned in the introduction, today we have Augusto Pinault, and he's a productivity expert and also someone who knows a lot about scheduling tasks of low priority. Augusto, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Francis. Thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm fine. It's not normal to have someone who's an expert in scheduling low priority tasks, is it?
No. Really, as I was telling you on the pre-show, I have never looked at that perspective, and that sentence may go another way.
This might be last time you talk about this topic.
it may be the last time I may be called as an expert. Yeah, what you are? I'm an expert on low importance tasks. Yeah.
It's funny because I read an article that you wrote or a post that you did or a tweet. I read some content that you put together on the topic, and it sure hit me between the eyes because who thinks of this? Nobody thinks of scheduling or planning to do tasks of low priority. So before you actually sort of took this on as a practice, did you think of it as that one day this might be something valuable, or were you like the rest of us thinking that it's something you would never do?
Sadly, as much of the things I have discovered in productivity, they have been to help somebody that end up helping me in the long run. And the way this came up was out of desperation. There was a lot of things on the system that were getting done, the right things, I may even said, but there was a lot of annoying tasks of no importance that were in the system, and they were getting big. That area was getting bigger and bigger. Many years ago, I was trying to learn to play golf, and I'm awful at it, but when I was trying to learn to play golf, I did what most people do. I went to the driving range, got my driver, and was trying to hit that thing as hard and as straight as I could. And an old gentleman approached me and say, "You're new to the game, right?" And I was, "Yep." He was looking at me and said, "Well, you want a tip?" And I say, "Sure." He said, "Well, you are going to use that driver, okay, on only 10 shots on the whole game. Why, instead of learn how to do or be really good at the driver, you don't spend that time and that energy or being good at the irons, that is what you are going to use most of the time, or get you really good at the short game, so putting, so that way you can really beat the game?" And he told me, if you drive the ball wrong, but you know how to do the other two stages well, you will end up better on a score than the person who knows how to drive amazing but can't play the rest of the game. And that is a teaching that I have applied many, many times to productivity and to many of the things I have recommend to people, like using two browsers, for example. But coming back to our topic today, you know, that's what was happening. I was really good at certain things, at certain kind of tasks. But then there was this low priority task that they were growing in volume, and no, they were not important. No, I was doing really what was the right call, productivity-wise. But all these things was getting into my system, getting old, creating clutter, in many cases, physical and digital clutter. So I decided that there would need to be a solution for this. So I wish to tell you now that I sit for 5 minutes and come with a solution. It took me a little bit longer than that.
But was it a stroke of genius or...?
Yeah, no, it was more, you know, trial and error, and a lot of error with that trial, but then what the solution came at the end, and that has now been established for a really long time and been really effective, is once a month, I schedule one day for low priority task. So
once a month? Wow, I had no idea it was that frequent.
It is that frequent, and the reason of that frequency is that then you can get rid of everything once a month. So once a month, you can have a really clean system. It happens sometimes when that time came, and I really are too busy to take that day off, and then I make it every 2 months for that time. Yes, that's a good call. It's a good productivity call. But I do my best to make it more often, because what happened is we don't notice how much of those low priority tasks we have in our system. And when we wait for a long time, then we need more than one day to get it done. You know, depending how your listener's task system is, the time that I noticed that this was something that I need to pay attention to was after a comment by Merlin Mann, where he said, I want to omnifocus and sort my task not by context, not by project, but by the date it was created. And find things, I don't remember now what he said, but find things that was ridiculously old. So I hear that, I say, oh, this is interesting. Went to OmniFocus, sort my task, and I found task, low priority task. Again, the right call was not to pay attention to those because I was paying attention to the high priority ones. Okay, but I found tasks that has 4 years in my system. And then I
wow.
Went, is this still relevant? You know, why I have things that obviously they did not require an incredible amount of time. Yes, they were low priority, but I have been carrying them around for 4 years. Why? That was the first time I look at my task from that perspective. From, are you going to do something with them? Because you're, you know, if you have them on your system and you have things that have 6-7 months as a next action on your system, why? Why do you want to carry your next action 7 months? Next action's supposed to be dynamic. Your task's supposed to be dynamic. If you have something that is getting that old, there is two things. One, it's not relevant at all, and that is fine. Then move it out. Or it's such a low priority that, yes, you want to get it done, but it will never get done unless you take an unconventional approach to get them done.
Because it would never, the low priority task would never make it into your, like, your daily plan, because it's a low priority.
That's correct. It will never make it in, it is going to be always a low priority item. But then, if you keep it in your system for that long, what those tasks, even when they are dumb tasks, low priority dumb task, what they do is start creating a detrimental effect on your own productivity system, because at the end of the day, even if it's your brain do not know the difference between by company, or put the screw on the shelf behind the TV. There is no difference for your brain. For your brain, mm-hmm. that is a task and that is an agreement. One mm-hmm. is zero priority, and the other one may be really important. But when that zero priority thing starts getting that old in your system, what happens is, for your brain perspective, even that you're tracking it down, what your brain is thinking is, oh, but this is almost a broken agreement.
Mm-hmm. Because you've been delaying it for so long that your mind starts to distrust your ability to get these tasks done. The lag creates its own problem.
That is precisely right. So because of all those issues, then I start looking at solution to clean them up. And I have come to a month as a perfect time for two reasons. One, the amount of low priority tasks you accumulate are not that much. And even if you could not do them all, by the time the next month come up, it's still not going to be that much, and they're not going to be that old. And second, it keeps you really on top from that agreement perspective on what you are doing and what you are agreeing mm-hmm. that you are going to do.
Mm-hmm. So it retains some kind of integrity then.
It keeps completely the integrity. 30 days or a month, even 2 months, is not something that your brain is going to say, oh, well, August is not trustworthy because obviously this low priority task, you know, it's been there for 60 days. No, it's mm-hmm. not. The problem is when that thing is 4 years. That's when
four
the problem
years.
Is. You know, and we don't notice. If you have nailed down that writing everything down and, you know, process it into your system, the amount of low priority tasks that you have are really significant. And mm-hmm. even if you have a good way to sort them, because you may have create a context that's called super low priority, even with that, the amount of tasks you have there are going to slow down the system. You know, it is like your, if you like to think on a different analogy, it's like your fridge. You know, you start putting things on little containers on the fridge, okay? And there is a moment that you open the fridge and say, I cannot find the butter. Okay, where is the butter? Okay, so you start taking things out, and what happened 2 hours later is you clean the refrigerator. Okay, that's a way to do it. The other way is every 30 days you say, you know what? This Saturday morning, I'm going to clean the refrigerator. Both ways are eventually going to go to the same objective. One of them, keep the methodology so you can plan ahead and make sure that the most of the high priority things are taken care of before you go into that low priority sprint. The other way, you just do it out of desperation, but you are going to do it anyways.
That's right. You would get to it at some point. Your mind now trusts that you, when you make a task, even if it's of low priority, you could still get it done.
That's correct. So the key with this is to, and the hard thing is to not only plan it, but then stick with it. Because what happens is you start looking and start saying, okay, well, these are the low priority things, and then you do the first one and you do the second one, and then you remain. You get reminded, oh, I also need to do this, that now is important. And it is really hard to say, no, I agree with myself that between this time and this time, all that I'm going to do is low priority task. And it is really challenging to do that because you know this is a low priority task. And it feels like a waste of time every time you spend time doing those. But the reality is that it's like doing cleaning. You know, you need it. Otherwise, your system gets bogged down, gets slowed down, and you come to trust it much less because you know there is a ridiculous amount of tasks in there that are simply obsolete.
That's a good analogy here, perhaps. between that and Windows. I know you're not a Windows person, so you may not be able to relate to this, but but in Windows, I've had to reinstall Windows, and I'm a Windows 7 user. I've had to reinstall Windows maybe 3 times since I bought my laptop a few years ago. And what happens in Windows, which no one can explain, but everybody agrees does happen, is that every time you add in a program or an app or some software, even if you uninstall it, it takes up some portion of your hard drive space and sometimes leaves behind a small program that runs as an executable in the background or runs now and again and takes up some of your memory, some of your RAM. And the only way to get rid of all of it, you can't run a program to get rid of all of it. The only way to take yourself back to getting the most out of your computer in terms of its speed and its space is to do a total refresh, to reinstall the entire operating system. So the first time I did it, I was all nervous, I want to lose everything. But sure enough, it worked. And my computer is as it was when I bought it. And I thought, boy, I have to get a new computer because this one has gotten to be so slow. It hasn't gotten slow. It's just that I've allowed a lot of stuff to accumulate, which slows it down. So it's actually me. It's me. So I think that what you're talking about is a little bit similar. That when we allow tasks into our system to sit around for a long time, even if they're small, it takes up a little bit of our attention, just a little bit. But that little bit of attention adds up over time. And eventually our mind comes to distrust our ability to manage these tasks so that when we create a low priority task in the future, your mind is like, yeah, right, you're not going to do that, are you? You're not trustworthy. Yeah, you don't really have your stuff together. You call yourself a productivity expert and you're not even getting the low priority stuff done. Please. So your mind starts to judge and criticize. And before you know it, you're trying to operate on top of this internal criticism, and you're just like a Windows 7 laptop that just can't function the way it used to.
You know, mostly because I don't necessarily like Windows, even that I have used it for a long time.
I knew it.
You know, I may require to change now for every 2 weeks. but it's exactly similar to that, you know, and we don't notice how much clutter. And I challenge your listeners to go into their system. If the system is a digital one, they will be able to find what is the oldest task they have on their system. And if there is a manual one, try to look at what do you think it's the oldest one in there and try to put a date next to it. Even better, try to put a date when you create them. Because you will be surprised, you know, how some of the stuff in your system are ancient. Okay, they're really old. Then why is there, and it may be a really good reason. Okay, I had at some time in my system a project, okay, that took 10 years to get done. Okay, so, but if you look at the actions inside of those projects, hey, they were relevant. Some of them were old. The project was a 10-year-old project, but it was relevant. It was moving. It was valid. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you will find things on your system that has 2 years, 3 years, and you're looking at that and say, really? It's taking me 2 years to remove empty Apple boxes from the home office? That's a 2 minute task. And we laugh.
Sometimes there's someone else in our life who benefits from us doing these low priority items, isn't there?
You know, there is recently there was somebody sent me an image that says somebody should explain to my wife that when I said I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. She don't need to remind me every 6 months. Okay? And the reality is, that's what happened with the low priority items. It's exactly right. The same thing. Yeah, we're going to do it, but hey, it's been 6 months since we add to the system, you know, something that really is low priority, but it will not take that long.
Right.
And we all have those. I mean, right. We all have them. What I'm advocating is that once every 30 days, you look at that, okay, and then clean up, get them done, move them forward. Because we get focused really on the importance, how priority thinks, okay, try to avoid the urgency and make the importance so that you don't turn into urgent. Yes, that's good productivity practice. But if you don't pay attention to the low priority, low importance task, what happens is your system eventually is going to stink.
Right. You're pointing to an idea that there's a your system has a health, there's a health of your system that you need to pay attention to, the overall health. The same way you might pay attention to the overall health of your body. And, you know, there's lots of small things you do and lots of big things that you do. And the small things, with respect to your body anyway, are just as important as the big things. And in fact, they prevent big errors and big mistakes from happening. So if you cut back on your sugar by 50% each day, eventually you'll be eating no sugar. And that actually prevents you from having a big problem. So you actually avoid an urgent issue. So you tend to look at your body as a whole system, but I've never thought of the idea of looking at my entire set of tasks as an entirety, as a whole collection, and the whole collection is only as good as the, let's say, the number of low priority tasks that are being well managed, right?
They are all important, and the reason of the system is to be able to differentiate between one and the others. But if they are on your system, they have your attention. Okay? Because if I ask you right now, you know, hey Francis, did you dispose all the empty boxes on your office? And that's something that is, you're going to look at me like, I don't know what this guy is talking about. That has no relevance. There is no even that thing on my list or in my world. Fine. But if we look at your system and we look and find that task, low priority task, low important task, that has been lingering in your system for a really long time, that is still relevant for you. Even if you are ignoring it, even if you have taken that long, it is still relevant for you. Otherwise, you will have dumped it long time ago.
But do you find that when you do your one day of low priority tasks, that you end up deleting a lot of tasks?
No, I actually end up doing a lot of them, and it feels great. It gives you a similar feeling of when you clean that refrigerator. You know, you spend 2 hours, and at the end of the 2 hours, you have a cleaning, you know, you put clogs on the shelves, get rid of all the things, and you open some of containers like, you know, living things, you know.
Stink.
But it's the same thing with your system. You know, it is the same thing with the system of your listeners. If they look into that from that perspective and sort, and they are in a digital environment, and they can sort from their creation date, they are going to be in shock to discover, holy guacamole, I have this dumb, unimportant task for this long. Why? And the question is that, why? And the answer is simpler, is because you have been focusing only on the priority and important task. So the question is, are you going to wait until those things grow on importance or turn urgent, and some of them will, or are you going to just find a time to get them done?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that if the kind of awareness that you're bringing to your task management, if we all don't bring that kind of awareness, then we're actually getting in the way of our own productivity, because over time there's no way to escape the weight of these low priority tasks. They can only accumulate. They will only get bigger. The question is, do we wait until you know, like my Windows program, Windows basically stops working, or I can barely get anything done, which is exactly what happened, which led to the last time I changed my Windows system was when I, after I went to give a presentation to a client, and I couldn't launch PowerPoint because the system was so slow, and I was so embarrassed standing up there. I had asked them to get another computer. It was terrible. I obviously wasn't taking care of my equipment, and I needed to reinstall Windows long before I showed up to give a presentation. So it took a calamity for me to go back and do this reinstall. And I think the same thing happens with us as with our task management. If we don't proactively take care of these low priority tasks, they will eventually bog our system down and create a mega problem. I love that you've sort of codified and thought about this and put it into a format that we can think of once a month to actually take care of it. But Augusto, we're actually at the top of the hour. How can people hear more about the work that you're doing as a productivity expert?
You know, they can go to my blog, www.augustopinot.com. Also in Twitter as APinot. And I have a couple of new projects coming out, and I will be more than happy to come back and share them as soon as they launch towards the end of September.
And then can being you give able us a preview?
I can give you a preview. So let me give you a preview that may not be a preview, but it will work, and it comes back to what we were discussing. The project, it's going to be called Connecting Invisible Dots. And It comes to try to understand how principles apply even when conditions have changed, and how, from where you are, the principles of productivity may have applied, even that you think they are not relevant. And I will give you the following. I will leave your listeners with the following to think. If you are old like me, and that doesn't mean necessarily that old, but you were part of that generation who enjoyed the PDAs, the PDAs had four components. Okay, that was the center of that. It was the context, the calendar, the task, and the notes. Okay, that was the heart of it. When you go now to modern technology, okay, the modern technology elements are email, browser, text messages, and contact. Okay? But now, think about it, how that affects the world of productivity when the important things to productivity are not present, at least not on the first level. So you will see in Connecting Invisible Dots how some of these classic principles and elements are being rethink so you can get the most out of them in the modern world.
So it's really about designing your smartphone from the point of view of using it as a productive device.
It's how to design your whole life. Your smartphone or your tablet or your computer is an element of it. But there is much more than that.
Interesting. Well, can't wait to hear more about it, Augusto. We will have to invite you back to have you share some more about, maybe in the October time frame once it's all released.
I would love to.
Excellent. Great. Great. So, Augusto Pinot, thanks for appearing on the Two Time Labs podcast. It's been great having you, and thanks for listening in again, and stay tuned. We'll have more episodes just like this one in the near future. Take care and all the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening into this episode of the Two Time Labs podcast. A big thank you to Augusto for appearing on our show today. You can hear us on the Productivity Cast along with Ray Sidney Smith and Art Gelwicks. Just check the link in the show notes. But here's an interesting fact I want to let you know about. We're putting the show on hibernate or on hold for a while in order to develop a whole new kind of episode. While we're on vacation, the work won't stop. But I promise, we're working on trying to offer a whole new angle to Productivity Podcast. All I can say at this point is don't go away. It's going to be interesting. Until next time, this is Francis Wade signing out.